lip service.
All right, okay. What's up? It is time for another lip service. First of all,
I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I just want to say we are doing our first ever live lip service. It's going down November 28th at Highline Ballroom. So if you don't live in New York, make sure you come and get tickets. If you do live in New York, I saw a breakdown of where we have most of our listeners. And guess where the number one place is?
Where?
If you had to guess, what would you think?
New York.
Oh, look. New York, but what part of New York?
The Bronx.
Brooklyn. Definitely Brooklyn is number one.
Hey! I said the Bronx. Really, I don't know. I'm the first place I thought of. People in the Bronx ain't got no Wi-Fi, man.
Wait, hold on. Everybody got a Milly Rock for Brooklyn real quick.
Shout out to Brooklyn. And guess what's number two on the list? Y'all would never guess.
What?
Houston, Texas.
Shout out to Houston.
Shout out to Houston.
The hurricane. They had nothing else to listen to.
No. Don't say that.
That was so inappropriate.
Shout out to Houston.
We love you in Houston. And number three was the Bronx, okay? Houston.
Make America chill again.
Number three was the Bronx.
Oh, they do have Wi-Fi in the Bronx.
New York is number four. Chicago's number five. Atlanta's number six. Philly is number seven.
Hey.
And number eight is LA. I just wanted y'all to know these numbers so
that's lit.
And you know, but it's like where all of us are from is on this list.
That's really dope.
So I think that's pretty awesome. Now, Salim, let's talk to you because Gigi, you're a friend of Gigi's.
Very good.
You're from Philly.
Yes.
All right.
West Philly.
And West Philadelphia.
Yeah, born and raised.
But Gigi was very, she told us a lot of things about you, so I got to figure out what we're going to get into today. But you do have a book out.
Yes, it just came out last Tuesday. It's called Fatally Flawless.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super excited about it. It took me 10 years to finish this.
Wow. So what's this Fatally Flawless about?
Fatally Flawless is about a group of girls in Philly. They are seniors in high school at Overbrook High School, Will Smith's alma mater, Legendary High School in Philly. And it's set in the late 90s, like between like 97, 98. And, you know, it's like Clueless Meets Belly. So it's like you have these group of...
Oh, those are my two favorite movies, though.
So you have like this whole teenage girl thing. Like Maya Campbell's the lead girl. She's like this super bitch. She's like every light-skinned girl, every evil light-skinned girl on steroids. Her parents are both lawyers. And she ends up dating the biggest drug dealer from North Philly, Carmelo Black. And her girlfriend's... are each dating drug dealers, and they just get caught up in a life like feds, holding drugs, abusive boyfriends. It's a cautionary tale.
I cannot wait to read it. We doing a movie or what's happening?
I filmed the movie 2 years ago with some private investors. I get busy, y'all. This is the beginning. Like, y'all about to see me all the time.
Hey.
How do you and Gigi know each other?
Because Gigi is just everything in Philly. Like, y'all don't understand. Like,
no, I've been to Philly with Gigi now.
Gigi is like the Queen Bee of Philly, and I had a boutique at the time called Balargo. It was real popular. Meek Mills wore it, P&B Rock.
Everybody in Philly wore Balargo.
Little Uzi.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
And counting.
We've had a lot of big artists. And she came into the store with Charlie Baltimore's daughter, Siani who worked for me, and we just, you know, I just fell in love.
Her daughter, that's the model.
Yes.
Yep. And we clicked and I supported the brand and we became friends and
she could
get
me in the strip
clubs.
Club for free. Like, I'll be like texting like I'm getting the vanity. Gigi, she'd be like, how many people with you?
Yeah, same with Magic City when you were in Atlanta.
I was VIP in Magic City because of Gigi. Okay, I walk in, they stop the music, announce that I'm there.
Right, they don't play.
She's the queen of the, you know. She got her haters though. It's a few people I ain't gonna say.
Who was hating on Gigi?
It's some rivals that wanna be rivals.
Don't tell me people hating on Gigi. I pull up.
Stephanie, we're gonna pull up.
I'm out.
I had never met anybody who had nerve to hate on Gigi.
It goes down.
Yeah, it does.
It goes down.
Especially in Philly. You know, Philly is the land of the crab in the barrel as bitches, you know. And especially when I had my position at Vanity, I was in a position of power. Mm-hmm. And you know, other females get intimidated when you are in a position of power.
And she checked them. Like, Gigi was really like Ronnie from Players Club. She had a meeting like, y'all is not going to be fucking the guys in the room. Y'all not going to be coming in here smelling like this. Y'all, you know, you're going to have your hair done like this.
You got to use what you got to get what you want.
Gigi thinks she is. You know, they would be, you know, talking about it behind her back.
Yes, they would.
She was running shit.
All right, now, Celine, let's talk about you a little bit.
Yeah, Miss Yee, what's up?
All right, because I'm going to tell you how this was. All right, so we know you're an author, and congratulations on the book and also the movie, because that's a huge deal. And on the stage. And Gigi was like, everybody know him. He's, mm-hmm. you know, one of the top people, the clothing store, all of that.
Mm-hmm. She talks so highly
of you. I'm hood famous in Philly. Like, I definitely, in Philly, I'm a big deal.
Now, but she also said you have a lot of information for us.
I've been in the industry for a long time. I've seen some shit happen.
All right. Now, when you say see some shit.
I've been, you know, my friend is a major stylist, mm-hmm. and he works with a lot of big name rappers and R&B singers, and I've lived in LA for 2 years, and I've seen, you know, I've been at some industry parties where you would be like, oh, when they get drunk, they getting loose.
Like down low parties?
I've seen guys go from yo to after a few shots, yo.
Wow.
some of our favorite rappers and
are you kidding me? R&B like singers. Currently some of our favorite rappers, because I hear rumors about people, but I don't be knowing, like,
it's a few current and a few has-beens, a few people that was probably had like one or two songs. It's like you get up on these guys and you start seeing shit.
So what are some indications for us as women to let us know that a guy might be down low? Because sometimes we have our suspicions, like
just if he's leaving with his friends too many times at the club, like if a nigga is not leaving with you and they keep saying, yo, I'm going with my friends, I'm rolling with my friends, they're fucking. Mm. Like, I don't care what nobody say. If a nigga is
what
not
if they just going to smoke? They can't just be going to smoke.
If it's every time when guys usually are drunk and they're leaving the club in groups of guys, I'm not, you know, it's either.
Right, I've seen that.
It's weird because I've even seen, and as women, have y'all ever seen like you trying to get with a nigga and it's the friend hating on you? Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, why he
cock blocking?
Why he acting?
Like, he about to give him some pussy?
And that's what's happening.
So, percentage wise, how many of these artists would you say are bisexual or gay?
At least 40-50%.
What?
That's I believe
percentage
it.
Percentage now, Salim. I don't know.
I believe it.
When I say, that's when I high. Say, and when I say, for instance, I know a particular R&B singer who I'm gonna say just came out with herpes.
Okay.
And I know
who could that be.
He likes to get massaged by men. They're not having intercourse, but they are massaging him, mm-hmm. and waxing him, and you know, seeing him in the nude, and I. It's not going further than that, but I think that's very sketchy. Behavior.
Waxing him? Waxing what?
Waxing his...
Say what?
Waxing, like, manscaping him?
Well, he should get laser hair removal.
But, you know, he prefers male masseuses and male, you know, beauticians to...
Maybe because men got them stronger hands.
But do you know anybody's has actually, like, penetrated him?
No, but they've seen him nude. They're seeing him naked. They're rubbing all over him. They're waxing him, and it's like, you know... These are my confessions.
I seen a video with that person.
I don't know who it could be.
I seen that video with that person and another person that's high up. And this is on YouTube. Everybody could look at it, whatever, whatever. And he actually says, we used to wake up and wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. And everybody was like, because Kevin Hart's in the video too. And he was like, what type of shit? Like, he says something.
Kevin Hart's like, I cheat with women.
And then the guy that's a little more up. Yeah, the guy that's a little more up was like this. He was like, no, that's not what I meant. I meant, like, he slipped or something. He slipped
up. And it's a shame because, you know, a lot of people would like to come out and be out and open about this, like how women are able to now. Like, you see all the women are dating each other, kissing each other. You know, women can do things that men can't do because it's going to ruin their career. So a lot of the artists are like stifled when they sing any, like, Frank, it's more Frank Ocean's than we know. That's right. What I'm saying. Frank Ocean is not a
Frank Ocean is the GOAT.
I always felt like Tyler the Creator.
Oof.
He came out
How you
too.
Doing?
I love Tyler the Creator.
I've always felt like it's too many women out here that's being openly bisexual and or gay.
Yes.
For guys to not be doing the same.
Right.
You know,
would you be with a guy that was bisexual? It.
No.
Even if he told you the truth?
I would look at him differently. And it's sad to say. I mean, I'm being hypocritical.
Well, what about
because
you?
this is the thing about a woman being with a woman and a man being with a man.
What's the difference?
A man can give my man something that I can't give him.
Gosh, you.
So that there's no competition.
Well, you could get a dildo,
no,
a strap-on.
No,
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Is
no,
it?
No, absolutely.
No, because it's plastic and fake. I mean,
right.
You know, it's a lot of women that are wearing, you know, that put them on, but they don't know how, it doesn't work naturally.
No,
he
it's
knows
not the same.
What I'm saying. It's like, it's a dildo.
Do you know about
no,
dildo?
Like,
what?
He's saying the man with the real penis.
Nah, I get it. It's like, it doesn't squirt out.
Salim, have you ever been with any of these artists, celebrities?
I'm not. All right, I'm going to put it like this. I've been in the room while someone else was doing something with the artist. I was watching.
Like a voyeur as part of the whole.
It was a friend of mine. She's a beautiful transsexual who lives in New York City, and she was with a famous actor's son who's now an actor, and they're from a famous family.
Oh. Are they black?
Let's just say they have a lot of color. going on. It's a famous family.
Okay.
And she was with the son and she was pleasuring him, and I like was watching, and he didn't tell me to get out or nothing. I just was like, wow, this is really going down.
So how does do they ask you like clues. So nobody has to say don't say anything. It's just an understood like code.
I mean, it just depends if you're a blabbermouth or not. Like, you know, like, I mean, it depends on what, again, I'm trying to have a station in the business, so I'm not trying to be exiled, like, don't,
yeah,
you know.
Right. Don't do nothing around him.
I'm not trying to be the boy Cat Stacks, no.
So, but you've never had, none of these dudes have ever tried to approach you or nothing?
Because I'm kind of different. I'm the gay guy that's, like, cool with all the niggas, like.
I was just about to say that.
Because like, you're cute, you know.
Like how Mano yeah, is, nice like, me guy. And Mano could go out right now. Like, me and Mano could have went out right now, and I would have got him all the bitches. I would have been kissing girls, and we would have hung out, and I would have never came at them. So
you
I'm cool girls. With all the circles. Like, I'm one of the few guys like Meek Mills. Me and him is real cool. Like, I can be around him, his family. I'm around P&B rocking them like so super duper.
Cause they also know that you're very stylish and you got the other shit happening.
And I just I'm kind of like a man. Like I kind of in my regards, like I don't
a guy's guy.
Like I'm not gonna like I don't carry on like a woman in public. So it's kind of like I'm the gay guy that
and
I'm,
all the chicks know you.
All of them.
All the drug dealers. I know all the hustlers. So, you know, I usually do the hookups and, you know, somebody after GG, I'll put GG with them. But I kind of like observe things. Yeah.
All right. So now so you said if your man is leaving the club with a bunch of his homeboys after they've been drinking, what are some other indications?
Just if he's too into himself, like if he's getting manicures and pedicures more than you, if he's more into his hair.
If he wants you to take pictures of him all the time.
I don't like this hair that's going on. Like, honestly, like in the industry.
With the braid,
like,
the colors.
Like, because I love the Migos, but I don't like that. I don't like that hair. I think that's too feminine.
Oh, long hair? Like dreads and
stuff? If they into hair care more than you.
What
like,
about Young Jock?
His
hair.
Jock is funny. I mean, I like Young Jock. Actually, it kind of works for him, but I know somebody that had messed with Jock before, and they say he's a nigga. Like,
I know Jock on a personal level, and I would never look at Jock in that way.
But I'm talking about when you said you don't like the hair.
With the hair.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. I just think that's too feminine. Young Thug with the Chanel. Yo, Young Thug had a $5,000.
Angela was so mad.
I'm so mad that I had that.
She got that same bag. It's $10,000.
It's $10,000.
I can't wear it now because Young Thug had it.
She really
I think that's too much.
I wore it once.
And I think that's just too feminizing. Like, you know, they're wearing the, I don't know if you noticed, the guys are wearing those,
the fanny packs.
The fanny packs with the, what's that designer that they're wearing?
Gucci?
Not Gucci.
I say the Gucci purses that they wear.
It's that expensive, like, and they have the luggage. And, you know, like,
oh, Goyard.
Goyard, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, the Migos wear the, you know, the man purses and stuff. I just think that it's.
But that's like a young thing, too, I feel like.
I think it's a young thing, too.
Because what about like Lil Uzi Vert? You know him from Philly, and people talk about him and how he dresses and everything and all of that.
I think it's too much. Even Uzi, I think, but if you knew Uzi
stuff.
First, though, Angela, like if you knew Uzi first, he used to dress like a nigga, like thugged out.
Did he?
He went to Atlanta and came up with an image, so I know he's doing that to work for his image.
It's the shoulders and everything that gets me to be a little weird, though.
It is a rock star image for him, though. He's trying to do an album with Marilyn Manson.
I mean, I get it, because he, like, when I look at him, I think, like, facial features, he'd be
and
making
he's
his
so
face
little.
Like Prince.
He gets away with
like,
it because he's little.
He does the
when guys
thing.
Are skinny and little they do get
he
away
does
with the
Prince
whole lot
thing.
More.
Yeah, I guess.
This hip hop is just not the hip hop.
I'm not dating a guy like that, though.
Now, what about, okay, so let me ask you this. Some guys consider certain things like activities that they participate in not necessarily gay. Like, I don't suck dick, but I get my dick sucked. By a man.
Say that again.
Like, some guys feel like, okay, I let a guy suck my dick, but I don't suck dick. That's not gay.
It's no getting around it. If you let a man put lips on you, hands on you, and you're comfortable with it, that's homosexual behavior.
Can a guy do that and then be not gay anymore and just be like, you know what, I only like women now, just like women?
Did Dre say my hoism
was deleted.
I think it's always an opening. That's just like if a woman lets another woman eat her out and you enjoyed that moment and you say I'm never gonna do it again, it's always a possibility.
What you think, Stephanie?
Steph.
Well, I have to say, I don't desire to have a woman, you know, eat me out, but I'm not saying it's impossible. It definitely could happen. Right pill, right drink. I don't know. I don't know. Like he said, I feel like there's definitely an opening there on the right time, right night. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Salim, have you ever been sexually harassed? We were talking about this with all this Harvey Weinstein stuff happening. And a lot of women have had situations where they have been, you know, harassed. A lot of men, too, have been coming forward with their own situations.
I get guys that, like, think that I'm a trick on them. You know, I've had that definitely happen where guys will try to get at me because they know my status or they know what I have.
I'm trying to get some clothes.
So they'll be like, yeah, like, you know, like, I want to spend time with you. Like, let's hang out or, you know, like, me and you need to sit down and talk business. Anytime any guy's telling me they want to talk business with me or take me out to a business dinner after 10 o'clock in the evening,
It's sketchy. I
know something is up. So I have had guys hint, especially street guys. Like street guys will, they do it subtly. They'll be like, I'm trying to start a record company. Or they'll be like, oh, I got a clothing line. You had a clothing line. You know, let's sit down and talk some business. I'll come to your house. It's like they don't come out. They don't just come out and say, yeah, I want to fuck you. But they'll just be like, they'll make hints to get around you.
Have you let any of them come to your house?
Yes, I've had my I've had a few friends. Okay. You know, a few friends that I like street guys, actually. Like I prefer, like I don't like industry guys, and I don't really like. I like real guys. I like
drug dealer, cop.
I like the guys that did. I like the guys that the kingpin. I like the guys that did 20 years, 15 years, just coming home, and they, you know, the guys that ran the blocks. Like I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to hide to work.
I'm not gonna lie. If I think they've been in jail that long, I know that they've been kind of doing something while they were in jail.
You think that's true? Ooh. If a guy's been in jail 15 to 20 years, he's done something in jail with another man.
Yes.
Yes.
You need human touch. You, like all that, when people saying that I ain't do nothing, I ain't did shit.
They be like, a mouth is a mouth.
They call it gay for stay, right?
It's gay for stay.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I just want to say this because I know a lot of my family members and friends listen to this. And I just want to say that, may he rest in peace, I don't think my brother was ever with a guy in jail. He was in jail for 18 years. So I just want to say that for the record.
But we don't know.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
I know.
He might not have. I mean, I'm not saying it's the case with every single guy, person.
But that's a high percentage.
18 years is a long time. I agree. 15, 18, 20. That's a long
time. Even 5 years is a long time. 5 years.
That's a long time.
6 months is a long time.
Right. Right.
Not to touch, a human touch. Nobody doing anything to you.
Right.
Women turn easily, though. They say women get turned out in like 30 days.
Yeah, I felt like that.
I was on Rikers Island for 90 days and had a whole girlfriend.
Wait, what? You went to jail?
I was on Rikers Island for 90 days and had a whole girlfriend. You did?
Where she at now?
I don't know where she
at. Did you put money on her book?
It's a new black. We was laughing together. Her name was Martine Green, and she lived in New York.
Damn. Shout out to Martine Green. Where are you?
I haven't seen her since I got out of jail.
She probably got a whole husband and don't want nobody to know.
I don't care. I'm telling my business. Tell her business too. Shit. But she was my girlfriend.
How quick did that happen?
She was like a whole boy. It didn't happen right away, but it happened eventually. Like first he was cool, and then I don't know, it just happened.
He's like, I'll fucking eat my pussy.
Damn.
One of my homegirls, one of my very good homegirls, is in jail. She's been in there for a year and some change, and she hasn't gone gay. And I'm like, bitch, you're bugging. I would have had a couple bitches in there eating my pussy.
I mean, it's bad. They would go bugging. Crazy. You would have all the young lives, all the women in the
all the young women.
They would be protected.
They'd be bringing you honey buns. Listen, you wouldn't have to make your bed. You wouldn't have to go to commissary. They'd bring you sugar packets.
And my best friend, you know, she got a nice body. She got a nice ass. You know, she look good. And I'm like, yo, nobody tries to push up on you. She's like, every day, I hate all of these bitches.
That takes Stephanie about 2 weeks.
I'm like, I need a boyfriend. I can't be alone.
Your question with the Harvey Weinstein stuff, I know a lot of young actors and guys who are in LA who have had to get on the casting couch to get roles and to get, you know, to get things.
And they're not coming forward right now.
No.
The women are coming forward. And Terry Crews said something and Rob Schneider said something. But most of those men aren't ever going to tell.
But wait, how come I just woke up and everybody's talking about the casting couch, but I have no idea what the fuck y'all are talking about?
A casting couch is like, if you want to get this role in this movie, take your fucking clothes off on this couch and let's fuck.
On the couch? That's what they do?
They just call it a casting couch.
But like right then and there, you got to fuck them right
It's
then
not
and there.
Literally, but basically, if you want this role, you got to fucking play.
All right.
So you got to do it. And it's a very well known gay male super producer directors who, if you want to get down, you know, if you look at the guys in their movies, in their television series, they're mostly handsome mm-hmm. young men, and they've and had to, yeah, they've had to bend over, or they had to be the one doing the sticking to get their role. Yeah, that happens.
What? How is this not, like, how is this working? Like, I don't understand. Like, how does nobody, like, sue or...
I mean, well, that's what's happening now.
Oh, but, and the Hollywood stars, the child stars are claiming all types of pedophilia
in Hollywood.
This is what
I'm saying. Why haven't they been
Because imagine that you're trying to be, like, successful in your career. There's this huge producer that's done all kinds of bodies of work, and... You want to get that role so bad you're willing to do anything.
But say you don't do it, then you don't say anything.
You don't want to get blackballed. That's sad.
I mean, really you see sad. What the women said. Like, they said their career suffered. What was her name? Marisa Vino. She said she didn't have a big role again after that.
So did
Rosanna Arquette. They said after Harvey Weinstein, you know, blackballed him, even though he looks disgusting. Like, to get on him, he looks like his balls stinks. He looks like his ass stinks.
He looks like
his breath would just smell of, like, just whiskey. I mean,
whiskey and cigar.
Oh, my God.
Scotch.
His wife, you see how fast the wife left, right?
Oh, I didn't see the wife.
Oh, she left right away.
2 days, she couldn't wait.
As soon as that shit came out.
As soon as it hit the fan, the wife was like, she's beautiful.
Who is she?
She has designer. She has the clothing line. She started Marquesa. Yeah, Marquesa.
I'm like so lost with this guy.
Gina Chapman is
her
name.
I feel like when it was Bill Cosby, it was everywhere.
This is everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I see it, but I feel like they... targeted a little more on Bill Cosby.
No, it's crazy. Because
I know everybody's name with Bill Cosby.
Yeah, no. They had a cover page in the New York Daily News. And let's be clear, the Bill Cosby thing was going on for decades, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a long, long time.
Every time you turn on the news, you see it. Yep. Right now, you probably just aren't seeing it on urban blogs. But if
maybe
you look,
that's what it is.
But if you look on
like
TMZ,
CNN and
if you look on CNN, you look on any of the news stations, it's all over. They kicked him out of the company.
I just feel like it's so
they took stripped they kicked, him from the academy.
Yep, they took him out the academy.
Oh, really?
They took back every single type of, like, you know how they gave you honorary degrees? They took all those back from him.
So do we think that the people that starred in these movies, the big stars, the women, that they did have sex with him?
We don't know, but we do know people turned him down. We know the people that, like, Angelina Jolie, Ashley Judd.
I have to give him
Gwyneth
credit,
Paltrow.
Though.
Wow.
He went for the top of line pussy, though. He didn't go for it. Like,
he went for anything, though. Celine, let's be clear.
Well,
we know the top of
this.
Some of them people I never heard of.
Ashley Judd was hot.
Yeah.
What's that other real pretty actress?
Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow.
They're both huge.
And it's a few others.
Rose McGowan.
Yeah, Rose McGowan, Marisa Vino.
Mm-hmm.
They were hot.
But some of these people continued to do movies, so did he not blackball them? Like, how the fuck? Like,
a lot of them never ended up doing movies with him again.
Oh, right. Okay.
But still working.
And some of the women you just never heard of again.
Okay.
But what I did think was dope how Gwyneth Paltrow said Brad Pitt, like, ran down on him. Like, Brad Pitt ran
did
down
he?
On
she
him.
She was dating, like, Brad Pitt at the time.
He was like, don't touch.
Yep. And Brad Pitt went and confronted him.
That's dope.
So it's not
shout
that
out
it,
to Brad Pitt.
But you
Brad
know what?
So manly.
But these women never sued back then or did anything. Right. And there's women who said that they spoke out about it and told people and no one cared. They were like, oh, that's just how Harvey Weinstein is.
Wow.
Like the model.
Like it was okay.
Angie Everhart. Did you see she came out?
Yep. She said
Angie.
She's a, like, supermodel.
You know,
back
did
in
you
90s.
Notice that it was no black women?
Not one black. And I thought it would at least been like a Halle Berry. But you know, listen, I ain't gonna lie. I think all the black women would have fucked him for the role. So I think that's why they're
why?
Not.
Why?
I think they would have did it.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Because it's Harvey Weinstein and he's a huge deal. And I think if he went to Gabrielle Union or Halle Berry or like Vivica or Sanaa Lathan or Jada, I think they would have did it. Maybe Jada before Will. But I think they would have fucked him.
You
think?
Hell no. That's like you saying that. Like they're more desperate or something.
It is. It's harder for black women to get a role. If Harvey Weinstein was offering like a juicy, real role, like Miramax films, I think that like most black actresses.
Because Harvey Weinstein has done a lot of stuff with black people too. He did the Khalif Browder story with Jay-Z, and they have the Trayvon Martin series that they're supposed to
do. So does that mean Jay-Z fucked them?
It was no men and it was no black.
Yo, I'm not fucking with you no more,
I'm
Loria.
I'm just saying, like, what are we saying here? Like, what are we?
What do you mean, Angela?
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, Jay-Z wasn't in a position where he needed Harvey Weinstein. He could have went to anybody.
I feel like
lot of these women were young. They were like 21 early on in their careers.
Right.
Didn't have like a lot under their belt yet.
So who really stood out and what made everybody? Because I'm so lost.
Somebody came to the forefront.
Who, Rose McGowan?
I feel bad for her. She has some dark demons going on over there. She needs some therapy.
And then once she came out and admitted it, then other people came out and was like,
this should have been out.
And then it was just like a big snowball effect. And now it's every time you turn on the TV,
he's in therapy right now.
And now his brother is saying, oh, I didn't know anything. And the company, because they can lose.
His brother said he was abused too.
By him?
Yeah. Not sexually.
Oh.
Verbally.
He tried to fuck me too.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this. Being that you're from Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
We always hear stuff about Will Smith.
Oh, God.
Oh, we hear a lot of stuff about
what you know about that?
I mean, just what everybody else knows, because he's so much older. You know, we never, by the time I was really coming up, Will Smith had been gone. Like, you know, I was in middle school when Fresh Prince came out.
Right.
But I mean, just the rumors that everyone has said about him and Dwayne Martin, or, you know, just rumors about him and Jada and Lisa Ray and that whole threesome thing they had going on. I'm sure y'all heard of that.
I didn't hear that Lisa Ray thing, but
that's how they had to show all of us. It was always a rumor that they were having a relationship together and they were having threesomes, and that's how she got the role on the show. And
that show, that TV show they had. I remember that. All of us.
That's how Elise Neal got kicked off the show, because
she wasn't fucking.
Lisa Ray demanded that she got fired. Get fired. Just like she did with Stacey Dash. So Queen Latifah.
why do you think that, like, Queen Latifah or somebody, like, when everybody else is just coming out and we all pretty much are like, okay, Queen Latifah, we know you gay.
We've been known.
Yeah,
been
but why do you think someone like her will not come out, you but think a Frank
Ocean? It would be a powerful statement.
Yeah, like, what?
I just think that they just still are that deranged thing, and nobody is really comfortable coming out. You know, coming out is still, for some people, even though we know that you're gay. We know Queen Latifah. We've seen pictures of her and her girlfriend. For her to admit it was still, she thinks, would alienate people.
But I still feel like, fuck it. Like, you're so successful.
Yeah.
I just went to the Revolt Music Conference. They honored her. They honored her.
I saw SZA.
She's amazing.
Oh my God, I love SZA. She performed.
Queen Latifah is one of my favorite rappers. My favorite female. She's top three for me.
She just was on tour with Nas.
And finished it. I'm proud of her, because, like, Lauryn Hill's like one of the kooks of the industry that I love. I really feel
I love Lauryn Hill.
But she's been on time.
I love her.
She was on time. She's on time to every show now.
I just wish her career, you know, just would have been different. Like, I wish she would have had like 3 or 4.
I still feel like she had an incredible career, but I agree.
Don't get you a
legendary.
Don't get you a Marley, I mean.
But I feel like a person like Frank Ocean came out because he was tired of hiding it.
But you don't think she should be tired at this point?
I feel like, you know, Queen Latifah didn't
set it off.
You know, that's right. That's right.
Frank is a different being, though, because you see, like,
but Frank, you know, Frank Ocean came out fast. Like, he was only in the business a couple years. How long you think?
You know what? I heard he was coming out because I knew people who were working on his album.
Uh-huh.
And on his album, he's like, talking about men.
Yeah, he's talking about men.
So before his album came out, people were telling me, oh, Frank Ocean's about to come out, because on his album, they, you know, everybody working on it was like, well, damn. Okay.
So he was like, let me do this before it's done on his own.
But I feel like it
kind
of helped him. It didn't hurt him.
I think it helped him too.
It didn't hurt him at all.
I think Frank Ocean is a visionary, and I think that he made it cool for a lot of other people to come
out. I love
out.
Him so,
like,
much.
You know, I know
and
a
I
lot
think
of
women
guys.
Still love him.
I adore him.
I think women still are. I think guys still him. Like him too.
Guys still like
women,
him.
Thinking about you is like one of my favorite
women
songs of all time.
Women love you.
Now,
okay.
I have women right now. I'm going to have a baby. I have like 5 friends who want to have a baby with me. I have women hit on me all the time. I can show y'all videos on my phone of me being at parties where women are groping me, kissing me, and they know I'm gay. And they
You're handsome.
They don't give a fuck.
They're sexually you. But wait. Do you
they
have sex
care.
With women too?
Like, I've had sex with women.
And you have like that good skin color. Like,
I know,
women,
you know,
go crazy for that skin color.
The skin color Charlamagne wanted.
Do you enjoy? But do you enjoy having sex with women? Would you say, because there's this whole sexual fluidity thing going on?
It has to be a certain kind of woman. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm attracted to like voluptuous women, like Gigi, you know, this Stephanie, like, you know, Lori. Like, I think women are so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'm really attracted to Cardi B right now. I'd be like, stalk her. I
think you love her.
Oh my God, if I could see her on Offset, like a sex tape, oh my God.
I'm sure there's
Jesus.
Something floating around. God
damn. That's a Libra and a fucking Sagittarius. Sagittarius have the best sex.
Oh, I know. Oh, isn't that true?
I've never fucked a Sagittarius.
That's so right. I totally agree.
I think
my
it's Scorpio. Because she's a Sagittarius. Don't listen to her. I think it's Scorpio.
Scorpio's the top 5.
Scorpios are good and Virgos are good, I think.
I think Virgos are fire. Virgos my favorite.
But y'all like money organized. You have all the money in the world. I know your account is deep because my business partner was a Capricorn.
Hands, listen, I'm moving. I love money.
She kept track of all the money. Like y'all.
I do. I'm very about my like. I got this business coming. I got to make sure I set this account up. Definitely always about my money.
That's the Capricorn in you. I don't know about y'all sexually though.
No, we're freaks.
Oh no, you know what I like about one thing I can say about the men, the Capricorn men, they're very attentive lovers. Like they want you to feel every touch, every bit of it.
Right. I think Capricorn females, because I'm one too.
Are y'all like that?
Disgusting. I think we're really nasty, but I feel like we want people to know, but we don't want people to know.
Angela.
Exactly.
Angela?
And that's,
is that true?
Yep. I don't know that I'm
like,
disgusting.
We don't like public. Disgusting, I mean nasty. Like nasty in the bad.
I think Capricorns
like,
hide that in it. Like Sagittarius's do too. You don't know that about them off the gate.
Yeah.
Sagittarius and Capricorns will be like, oh, everything's fine.
Yeah.
You know.
We don't like public.
Unless
stuff.
You were there. Like, my best friend's a Sag. He could have been at a sex party in a dungeon. And if I was not there, I'd be like, what did you do last night? Oh, just hung out with some friends. I didn't do nothing.
Right. No, I agree with that. And I feel like, especially for me personally, as a Sagittarius, like, it's hard for me to get there. But once you get me there, like a circus.
Lions
and tigers and bears.
But before, you're like, oh my God, Stephanie's the most boring bitch.
On the unicycle.
Exactly. But before you enter the circus, it's like, oh, you're Stephanie's such a bitch. She's so mean. She's so boring. All she wants to do is stay home and be in bed. That's my theme music.
We have the snake charmer. The snake charmer.
I love you guys.
But you know, can I share something with you guys that
Absolutely.
I probably wouldn't think? Like, I'm against gay marriage. I don't think gay.
Why?
I don't, it sickens me. I would never marry a man.
Why?
I think gay, when I see gay men having a wedding, I feel like it's ridiculous.
What's wrong
like,
with that?
It looks like the biggest joke in the world. I don't agree with it. I like, even when Obama passed the law, I was like.
Explain why, though.
I just don't think two men should be married. I think two
what
men.
What about two women?
No. I think it's unnatural. I think relationships and living together is fine. And if they want to have, you know, with the couples can have insurance or get the money, you know, for if another one dies. But I just think that marriage ceremony
ain't that the same shit as marriage, basically.
But it's just like
living
Gucci,
together.
Like we saw Gucci
same...
and Keisha married. If it was Gucci and Gucci, I would have been like
Gucci and Gucci.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, that shit would have been a little
Gucci
strange.
And Gucci. What if it was Gucci and Young Thug?
Now that would be interesting to watch. I mean, the fashion. But it's just something about it to me. I just think a traditional. I'm an old conservative with that. I think a marriage should be between a man and a woman because they could procreate and, you know, carry on the name and stuff.
That's interesting. Yeah,
that is interesting.
So you would marry a woman?
I would have a baby with a woman. And
I said, but I asked you because you just said no, man. So you're never gonna get married.
I probably wouldn't. I'm like, I'm kind of the swinger. I'm a Taurus, so we're very freaky. Like Janet Jackson.
Taurus are freaky.
Taurus men like, are.
I'm gonna be honest, like I like threesomes. I like if whoever's dating me, we're gonna have to be open to bringing other people into the relationship.
We just talked about that. Mm-hmm. We just talked about threesomes.
Now let me ask you this. I always hear about these sex parties, right? These down low sex parties in Hollywood.
It was like beth.
Does that really exist?
That exists everywhere. That's going on in New York right now. It's
one a night.
They've been out clubs.
I've been to a particular party where it was a young wild R&B star who beats people up.
I wonder who that is.
An old rap artist who smokes a lot of weed. And
oh, well, that's hard.
Who could that be? It could be anyone.
It could be everyone.
Basketball players. Mm-hmm. And it was basically me and my friend, you know, Brenda mm-hmm, Bell. Mm-hmm. She was there, and you know, she's from North Philly. She was shocked, like, what the hell is going on? My best friend owns a salon.
But how did she get in there? Because I feel like it's so closed off.
Well, right. When you have the inside connections, like when I go to LA, I'm everywhere. I was just in like BET for the Hip Hop Awards. I was there with my very, very close friend. I was in Rick Ross's car. I was like with his artist Britney, the girl mm-hmm. from the show. Mm-hmm. Like I was with Cardi and Migos. Like I was up on everything, you know. So you have access. And we were at this party and they said, listen, if you're not fucking or sucking, get the fuck out.
So Brenda had to fucking suck?
Brenda was going to the exit. Like, what the fuck is happening? Brenda was like, oh no, I'm not with none of this shit. And you saw men and women go. They had an elevator in this house. It was a beautiful big house in the hills. And I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Everybody, men and women were both going to the elevator. It wasn't a sex thing where only the women are coming. It was men and women. And they went up there And I don't know what the fuck happened.
You didn't go.
I was new from Philly. And Philly people are very standoffish. We're not Joe. We don't talk to people we don't know. Joe in Philly means we don't talk to people we don't know.
Yeah.
So we were kind of like, oh no, we out of here. So
Gigi would have stayed.
Gigi probably would have
stayed. She's thinking about it.
Gigi, you'd have stayed.
It depends on who else was in the room.
You would have fucking stayed with this R&B singer that beats people up.
I wouldn't have stayed with him.
No, I mean, not with him, but I'm saying he was there.
He's cute, though.
You would have stayed. At least just to see what the hell was going on.
I was curious to stay, but I was there and, you know, I think Brenda was driving. We had a rental car.
You're like, look, I gotta go because my ride's leaving.
It was shocking at the same time, when seeing this, though, y'all. It was shocking. These are people that, you know, that we see. These are the celebrities, and when they are drunk, and you've been in those circles.
Yes, I have.
You know when they're
I've seen some
faded.
Things, but I've never been to one of these parties because I hear these parties.
We've been in
legendary.
Some rooms, but we ain't been in the sex room.
Yeah, I never been in that.
Right.
When it gets past the part that is just the party, we already gone. That's what it is.
No, I agree with that. I feel like you hear stories about shit that happened, and then it's but I was.
They're like, all right, this bitch left. Let's go, dick out.
I really feel not Larry out facts. I feel the good part is always right after we.
Right. That bitch left good.
And Stephanie, I'm sure you get hit on all the time by celebrity men and ex to be, and I'm sure your DM is always popping.
I've gotten some crazy requests in my day, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like this. I feel like it's perfectly normal for me to be dating a rapper or a R&B singer or a athlete because that's what's around me. You know what I mean? So it's just a regular thing.
Now, Steph, would you have stayed at that party?
No, I would have left with the car.
I just want to say, if you would have texted me, left with the car. I would have told you to stay. I'd been like, Stephanie, you got to stay and tell me what happens.
Because
even just out of curiosity, you got to stay.
And I know you
got to be a fly on the wall.
I mean, wait a minute. There was a rapper there that smokes a lot of weed, so I probably would have been hanging out with him.
With the rapper.
I would have been trying to smoke some weed.
Right. Now, Salim, have you ever stayed at one of these parties?
I got kicked out of Jamie Foxx's party before it was turning into a sex party. You know, and I know y'all all heard about Jamie Foxx.
Were you playing basketball naked?
No, but Jamie Foxx's parties after a certain time at the house in Calabasas, it turns into an orgy. Everybody knows that if it's a BET after party or, you know,
whatever
award show. And he wanted a ratio of men to women, and it was too many men, I guess. So I was kicked out.
Oh, they kicked down. That's fucking harsh.
You know, but it was, and I'm sorry to say, but our Caucasian sisters are usually the ones who are down for the fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
When they say the white girls, Becky's, they were.
Especially in California. One time I was at a party with French. I was at a party with French Montana. It was a regular club party. He was hosting it. Right? So whatever, we're in the VIP, whatever. It's a bunch of us. It's 30 of us. So whatever, I'm standing there. We're just waiting for the bottles, whatever. This white girl comes. I love white people. I love black people. I love green, yellow, orange people. People are my favorite thing. But this white girl comes and she's like, oh my God, French Montana, I love you so much. Please let me suck your dick. I was like,
what the fuck?
He looks at me and he's like, yo. And I'm like,
he's like, Montana.
I'm like, yeah, we need some weed.
Donkey dick suck.
Put your number in my phone. He said that it's donkey dick suck. I'm sad I missed our episode with French because I would have brought that up.
Our Caucasian sisters are definitely different from
now, that brings me to this. Somebody tweeted me hashtag ask ye question. Why do black women have a major problem with being submissive in a relationship?
Cause
do y'all think that's true?
I think black women are the strongest women on earth. Let me tell y'all something. I don't play about black women. If I was going to be with a black woman, my black woman would look like Serena. Okay?
I would be with
a beast.
Because you know, black women have to be in positions of power. They always have because, you know, black men weren't allowed to. So if you take it even back to slavery and history like that, the black women had to protect their sons, their husbands, fuck the master, you know, try to duck the mistress with her bullshit, and still try at the end of the day to, you know, just be a woman. And, you know, even in the 20s and 30s, they would only hire black women to be maids. Men couldn't get work. So black women have always had to be at the forefront to help to hold their family down. So I think it's just in their natures. And then
that's a good answer,
you know. Yeah. And then in the
Black
70s,
women are powerful.
And like, I was raised by a single mom. I have like five aunts that are all super strong Black women that, you know, educated, college degrees, single moms, like a Miss Wallace, okay, like a Miss Wallace type of woman. And you, and it's hard to be submissive to a man that's not bringing nothing to the table,
right? No, that's right.
Like, you had to work hard to get here, like Paris Hilton, super and Ivanka hard. Trump. Just, you know, most of these white girls, let's be honest, they have, you know, daddy, you know, I want to have a line. Daddy, I want to be an actress.
It's exciting as fuck to me that I get to fly first class sometimes.
Yeah. Me too. I can't lie, man.
Not,
coming from the projects, I'm
gonna
be so
that
happy.
Just,
that's my first
so
class.
I'll be right there, snap with my meal. Like, you know?
So when we see an Oprah.
Lunch at 30,000 feet.
You got to make sure you got the glass cup, though.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
You really
with those real silverware.
Silverware, exactly. Right. When you get that silverware. You got a place setting, bitch, on the plate.
What's good?
So when we see you know, when we see an Oprah or Michelle Obama, or you see a Viola Davis or a Serena Williams, you know, Condoleezza Rice, they had to work 30 times harder than their white counterparts. And I think Black women is just instinctively like, they'll follow a man, but it can't be a weak man. If it's a man that's not, like, you know when to follow a man. It as women, don't your body tell you, like, okay.
Yes.
You told Harpo to beat me.
Yeah. You know when it's a daddy. You know when it's like, oh my God.
Okay, the women in this room, do you think that as women of color, as Black women, do you feel like we have a problem being submissive in a relationship? Be for real.
I mean, I don't always have a problem being submissive in a relationship.
But sometimes.
In the beginning, I do. In the beginning, I'm like, what? I'm an independent woman. I'm a grown woman. You ain't paying none of these bills. You can't come up in this house. You can't sleep here. You didn't pay this rent. You know how much this is?
I do smell like, yeah.
You know how this rent is? That's the beginning. But, you know, once I'm in love, I'm like, babe, I just want to take care of you.
Fuck this apartment.
You hungry, babe? I don't want to make you pay this rent no more.
I'll be homeless.
What about you, Loya?
What I do feel like, it takes a lot to get me to a submissive point.
Right, I feel like that.
Because in the beginning, I'm just really like, no, I'm like, I'm really strong, and I came from a strong Black woman. So I feel like maybe that's a big part of it. Like, I used to hear her talking or arguing with her boyfriend's my mother, and she'd be like, I don't like a liar, don't call me no more, boom. And she really would not speak to this man.
I
no
never
more.
Could picture your mom doing it.
Oh no, my mother
she's
used
all
to be
sweet. Yeah, my
now,
mother
my
was
mother
like
now,
that too.
My mother now, she's, you know, she's older.
Nah, my mom was a savage.
In prime,
yeah,
like in her prime, like she
savage.
Didn't play.
Savage.
So I feel like that's what I've seen and that's what I know. So it was never in my nature to be like, whatever you need. Yes, whatever you like.
Your royal penis is clean.
Your royal penis is
no,
clean.
No, but after a couple months,
yeah,
you know.
Months, what do you fall think, in Gigi? Love?
You have a problem being submissive?
I don't have a problem being submissive, but only when I feel like the man deserves it. You know?
Everybody goes,
I agree.
Yeah. Everybody's
like,
I mean, but by nature, y'all know me very well. And y'all know by nature that I am a caregiver.
Yes,
you know,
very domesticated.
No, Gigi would definitely cook.
Yes,
clean
she
the
cleans
shit up,
like a motherfucker.
Do all that shit for you,
she don't
what
use
you
the mop for the bathroom floor. She on her hands and knees cleaning it the right way.
And I think for
Gigi
a man,
will roll up
for you.
Yes, right. She's
I think
on
for
it.
A man that deserves it, that's okay.
Right.
Like, and I would do that.
Like, for instance, like Jay-Z and Beyonce, like that's the perfect example. Like, she's submissive to him because he's worth being submissive for. Like, she knows I have a top prize. Like, he is a real man.
Very
he's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of my family. He's going to make sure I'm all right. Even though she can take care of herself, fine.
Right.
But she, when you see them together, I know this because you don't find niggas like that
anymore. Silly, are you submissive?
I'm usually the aggressive one. I'm usually the boss.
I can see that.
I'm usually the one like buying the birthday gifts. I'm usually the one making the trips and like, come on.
I can see you being the manly man in your relationships.
Cause I'm a nigga. Like, really, like
what kind
like,
of guy? So you, I know you said you like the guys that was like the kingpin and all of that.
Yeah.
But like relationship wise, what do you look for?
I've dated a lot of Libras and a lot of problems.
Oh God, Libras are crazy.
And a lot of problems.
They are psycho.
I usually like attractive, like brown to darker skinned guys. Like, I'm not really into, like, you know, I like light skinned girls, but light skinned guys, they too pretentious to me. They,
yes, I like.
So you would pick Charlamagne over Envy?
No. Actually,
good one.
It depends. Like, if Charlamagne would be quiet.
You know what?
If Charlamagne would be quiet, but my ideal is like a Morris Chestnut or
Lance Gross.
I think Lance Gross is gorgeous.
I'm sorry, but you're naming people that look like you.
Ooh, Idris is everything. Idris.
He is fire.
Jesus Christ.
Is this a joke? Is he not saying people that look just like him?
Yeah. And I like Takeoff too from Eagles.
All right. Do you?
Takeoff is like, I was stalking Takeoff. I was like in the club, like Takeoff. Like,
do it look like he got left off Bad and Bougie?
He's talking about his eyes. You know, he got those really big eyes. So I like that. And I like Diddy. I think Diddy's really like a nice looking guy.
I think 50 Cent is handsome.
50? Yes.
He look 50, good, man.
Like, let's be honest. Y'all know the dark skin.
I mean, we cool. Like, 50's like family for lip service, right? I'm just saying, I think he's a handsome man.
I love 50, man. 50 is just so real. Like, people, they can't.
And in person, he looks better in person.
I think his personality makes him look better.
Yes, I agree.
Better.
Now, let me ask you this. I've heard stories about people who will, like, have sex with a man who's gay, but then, like, be mad about it later. And not say nothing the whole time. And then, like,
I've actually had moments where I even, like, woke up next to a nigga and was like, oh my God, this is not right. You know what I mean? Because they think I'm just being honest. Like, we all do things. And even if, as women, if you've ever, like, done bisexual things, like, you ever just had that moment when you felt bad? Like, oh, why did I, like, this, like,
as soon as you come,
like, when I watch me, or you'd be like, porn with like, two women, I'm like, why is this the same
thing? In particular, because I've heard about
then you having sex with a girl is with porn.
I've heard about a guy who is like an artist, he'll have sex with like other men, but then be mad and like punch him in the face. Have you heard about this? Salim, I know you've heard about this guy.
I don't know specifically, but I know people that have gotten crazy. Like, I know people that like have like snapped out when they realize like what they've done, or they like, oh, you gonna tell my baby mom? I've had people like, oh, you gonna say something, ain't you? Like, they start getting paranoid, and you like, bro, chill. I ain't snitching. But they'll be like, I've actually known, especially with the transsexuals, because it's different with men. So I don't think you guys really understand, like, the transsexual lifestyle is a whole nother thing. Like, that girl, what's the girl from the Lee Daniels show?
Sydney Starr.
Amaya Scott.
Amaya Scott. And, like, those girls that look like that, they are in relationships with these men. These men are totally, it's like, when they see a man,
Sydney
like, that
Starr
looks
got a
like,
boyfriend now, by the way.
When
she
they see me,
she did post them.
They know I'm a man. So, at the end of the day, they know I'm a man. But, like, when they see these beautiful transsexuals that almost look like women or just as good as a woman, they get confused. They start thinking, like, I'm really with a bitch, but then she's not a bitch. And it's like, they start going crazy. And they, I actually have gotten killed. It was a girl from Philly named Stacy, a beautiful transsexual, RIP to her. And she was stalked and she was killed by a guy she was dating. And,
wow. You
know, and he knew she was a transsexual and he was a street guy and he strangled her and it was like really.
It was probably because of what other people were saying.
Yeah.
Or his own issues within
him. Yeah, that was his own issue within himself.
Because you know, straight men that are attracted to transsexuals, they get mad at themselves. Like, they get angry if they are attracted knowing that's a man. Like, straight men will go, I've seen them go off like, that's a fucking nigga. Yo, get them the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get upset because they got aroused off of it, you know.
Off of that fact.
And they got to work now. Like, the transsexuals' asses and titties look
shit. Way better than mine.
Yeah. Have you seen the new transsexuals?
These fire.
It's like hard to tell sometimes.
These bitches be bad. You be like, God damn, that's a man?
Now, somebody else tweeted me this. Do women really think they're all good in bed just because a guy busts?
Wow.
That's a good... You know what?
Let me give y'all my whole answer.
Go, G.
Here's my whole answer.
What?
My whole answer is the reason why I will proudly say that I have good pussy is because 9 out of 10 niggas I fuck told me so.
And you just look
so
like
they
you
ain't lying.
Pussy. You look like you got good pussy though.
Yeah, I do.
All right, I'm
I
sure
think
you
G
do.
Got good pussy.
But you think
too.
They all lying to me or no?
No.
See, they wouldn't say it.
Because why
true.
Would they wouldn't say nothing? Probably
right.
It's something.
But are there guys you have said they had good dick and they didn't?
Yes.
Did I tell a guy he had good dick and he really didn't?
Have you ever done that? Have you ever told a guy?
No.
Even somebody famous, rich and famous?
No.
I have.
If they ever ask me how was it or anything, first of all, guy's not about to ask you, well, how was it?
You be surprised.
But during, if they be like, oh, is it the best? Oh, was it the biggest? Y'all already know my answer.
yes.
You the best. I was fucking with one dude and he found out.
Like, you just don't answer. You just make a noise.
I feel like you know your pussy's good when you when every guy you've been with is like, oh,
I love the pussy.
He's all crying in the pussy, like
crying
oh
in the
God.
Pussy.
Listen, I have a friend that me and this person has been friends since 1999. You know this person too. I'm not. I'll tell you later who I'm talking about. Me and this person have been friends since 1999. He told me about 2 years ago that he's met three men in the city of Philadelphia that told him that I was the best sex that they ever had in their life.
All right, high five, GG. That's what I'm talking about.
Why is he
asking
them that?
That's
not
that.
Not that.
Oh, they just came.
But it's her friend. Me and this person is really good friends. So they be like, yo,
just
GG, yo, that's my homie. Yo, I'm telling y'all, I love that bitch. She's the best sex I've
ever had. Have you seen GG dance, though? Like,
oh, yeah.
On stage, you know you got good pussy. I mean, you could, I mean, Angela Yee, like, a lot of guys, I'm on live, and a lot of people is like, tell Yee what's up. She's so fucking hot. And you're by Asian, they say, Asian women have tighter vaginas.
No, they say that, like, their vaginas are
they're sideways.
Yeah. That's not true.
No.
So wait, does your vagina go like this, Ange? Like,
it goes like this now because I'm half.
Oh, so it's slanted. Like your eyes.
Diagonal because
I'm Asian. They say Asian women have, like, really good vaginas.
I am very confident in the abilities of my vagina. Let's just say that. I'm very confident in it. I've never had anybody complain. And yes, listen, guys
love me. They
always
come back.
Yes. Every guy that I've ever been with, even after we break up, still to this day will hit me and be like.
Has a guy ever told you that another girl had whack pussy?
I've heard that.
I have.
I've a lot of guys.
No guys ever tell me about anybody else's pussy.
No, I've had a guy or two tell me about.
I mean, I've had guys that I'm not sleeping with tell me that a girl that they fuck with.
I've had that. I've had guys tell me that girls have stink pussy. Yeah.
I've had guys tell me that.
It doesn't
have
to be a guy you slept with. Just like just a random guy.
I'm not going to mention any names, but there's certain girls in this industry, like, everybody knows their pussy stinks.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody.
Like K. Michelle.
I've worked on a set. I'm going to tell you like this. I've worked on a set with a certain actress. I did the movie Brotherly Love.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Hill, I did the wardrobe, and it was.
I seen that movie.
Who's in that's
that a
movie,
Philly
bitch.
Movie. Yep. I know who's in that. Okay.
And it's certain actresses. One particular actress I had to. I was her wardrobe person, so I would take the clothes.
Oh, and no.
Like,
oh, no. No.
Like, what do you call it? What do you call it?
When sewage?
It's trash truck juice. What do you call it? A vaginal
trichinomas?
Vaginal trichinomas?
On BV. Bacterial vaginosis.
The thing is, if your pussy smells, you should know.
No, you're the first one.
Like this, you
no
be.
Way
you don't
one.
Know your pussy. Yeah. You're the first one to smell.
Listen,
it.
If your breath smells, you smell it first.
If you're wearing a pad and you don't have your periods. You know something's wrong with your pussy.
Wait, right. You think about a pad and a period?
If you're wearing pads every day and you ain't got no period.
Oh.
And you're wearing a pad to suck up the smell.
Then you know.
I smell some foul pussies in my lifetime. Because I'm a guy that's had a lot of girls as friends. So I'm kind of like, I know it. And I know when people are on their periods, yeast infections. Mm-hmm. I've actually had a friend that had... what do you call it? She had an abortion and they had, like, it was some stuff left.
It was an arm left, right?
Oh, my God.
Her arm left, right.
Awful.
And her shit was, like, on fire and we couldn't find out. And we went to the emergency room and they did an x-ray and they found out they left some of the baby in her.
Look at Gigi's face.
Listen.
Oh, my Jesus.
She was taking milk baths. Like, we was, like, over there, like, what is...
I was trying to figure out what's wrong with her.
We was trying to fix her pussy.
Something died up in there, literally.
Something died in there.
We was trying to fix her pussy and I was like, I'm like, bitch, I don't know why. She's like, you smell it still? I'm like, yeah, and her nigga was like sleeping in another room. He wouldn't even sleep in the bed.
Damn.
Like, he literally like moved in another room. He was
nah,
like,
but she needed to go to emergency.
She
said
they went to emergency. Should have been at the guy.
Gigi knows. Gigi's like one of my best friends. Anytime I got any type of problems, I'm in the doctor. I'm taking care of that shit. Any
but you're
issue,
supposed
my man.
To. That's like as
like,
a woman.
Even
like,
it don't even have to be an odor, problem. Just a funny color. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, you're ovulating. Calm down. Like, anything.
Would y'all agree, like, men don't go to the doctors?
No.
This is how men decide if they have something, if they give you something.
Yeah, they be like, oh, my girlfriend just came from the doctor. She good, so we good.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Like, motherfuckers.
Yeah, fuck this girl raw. Make sure I don't got no STD.
Oh, my God.
Like that bitch gonna tell you.
Y'all know men is just trifling. Y'all know men are trifling.
Men are all right, now, I want to bring this up. They did a study, and they said that women are cheating at a way higher rate now than men. Ooh. Like, men have stabilized, but women
women, up 40% from a few years ago. Now, what they are saying is, they said, one woman said, the fact is, I'm nicer to my husband when I have something special going on that's just for me. She said she was kinder, more patient, less resentful, less of a bitch.
Ooh.
Mm.
So it's not that they felt like they were going outside for any particular reason other than they just needed
sexual
to...
sexual fulfillment?
Yeah, release.
It's easier for women to get dick. Like, it, women, it's easier for
it
women
easy.
To get
I could walk
dick.
Outside well, right now.
Right now.
It should be easier right in the for a woman to get dick than
we
a man.
Could probably get dick from someone in this room.
I mean, right. Even the
but
most,
men can get dick.
There's two guys in here.
Even dick. The most, even the most gorgeous... women, I mean, man, I mean, you know, the most nice looking man still has to put a little bit of play into it. Like, hey, shorty, what's up? Where you
going? I don't think
you
so. I think like these, a lot of these girls are so loose nowadays. The
guys don't even need
on,
to put work
on
in.
Fucking Instagram. But just like, bitch, come meet me at Fridays.
But we're
that's
gonna
fuck that's right across the street.
But I think the women always want to fuck the popping niggas though. So they either going to be an athlete, an artist, a dope boy. Like, you know,
can act like you're one of
it
those.
It gotta be
niggas.
Somebody.
That's true. People get fooled
for some money. But a woman literally could just walk down the street and be like, hey, you wanna fuck? And most it could be guy on the subway. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's
you wanna
that's
go to
fact.
The park? You wanna go to the park?
Now, Celine, what about white guys?
White guy, you know what? It is some hot white guys. Like David Beckham is hot, right?
Oh, he is. But I'm talking about in real life for you. Have
Dan
you ever,
is hot.
I never did.
Yeah, Dan is good looking.
Dan is our hot white boy.
I went to Barcelona with a good friend of mine named Tony, and
he just stunned on everybody.
We actually, I French kissed this, a hot. Very nice looking white guy in the bathroom there.
He's from Barcelona. He's Spanish. He's
Spanish.
From Barcelona.
Oh my God. Those men over there look like Versace models.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. Me personally, I don't find any white guys in real life that are...
In real life.
That are fire. Like, you're pretty good looking.
Hey, Dan.
Okay, but Dan. I'm just saying, Dan. Hey,
but
Dan.
I don't see Dan's around. Dan is not around.
John
Dan is not Snow around.
Game of Thrones.
Oh my God,
and
he's
they're
hot.
All on television.
He can get it today.
They're
right
all
now.
On television like Brad Pitts. Where are the Brad Pitts?
They all used to be regular
what's his name?
People.
Tatum Channing?
Oh, Channing yeah. Tatum.
Channing
he said it backwards.
Tatum.
Right. He used to be a stripper.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're only on TV. Like, I don't find...
You in New York. Yeah. You don't see the fire white guys?
Because she's not looking.
I never see no fire white guys. Ever.
You?
Never.
Cute white guys with a black
I've never
it
been with
be
a white
that.
Guy.
It could be that.
I've never, ever, ever
we
been
live
with
in
a
Jersey.
White guy. But I've seen some that are attractive. I just never...
You've never been with a white guy?
Mm-mm. And I went to college.
Dan, do you have a black dick? Because you're... You know how they say the dicks are darker?
Well, I mean... German, Russian, Polish.
Oh, he's white.
White as
he's
white.
He might be packing something because Russians.
He said German, Russian,
oh,
Polish.
You heard about the Polish sausages
and
the
Russians. Yeah.
That's every white, like every white culture.
German, Russian, Polish.
But is your dick black? Oh, okay.
Dan's not here for that, guys. He's working. Wanna,
he's the only white guy in the room.
Well, Gigi, you haven't talked about your swirling.
Oh, we know I've been swirling.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some white men.
What about an Asian man? Nobody in here likes
Asian never been
men?
With an I've Asian never been man. With an Asian guy.
Nah,
that's
but there's
for sure.
Some fly Asian guys. Like, they know how to jump.
You know the guy who played yeah. Bruce Lee in the Dragon movie? He
the
was gorgeous.
Yes,
he was
I
gorgeous.
I didn't see that.
I remember
you know
that.
What I love? The fucking guy from The Hangover.
Oh, no,
yes.
Doctor,
doctor,
man.
The doctor.
Right?
But, did you,
but did you
die?
But did you die?
He made it like a joke, right?
Right.
Like,
but it is some nice looking Asian guys. Like, what's the, this is an old movie. Do you know who Russell Wong is?
Yes.
He was in Joy Luck Club.
Uh-huh.
Now he.
He's
nice
gorgeous. Joy Luck Club
oh,
is a sad
like, super
movie, man. Have you guys seen the movie Joy Luck Club? It's
yeah,
a really good movie.
Yes.
He was, yes. And that guy he's talking about, gorgeous.
Maybe I'm talking about somebody else.
Nah, he was fire. He was fire.
He's short.
Oh, yeah. Asian men are short. And they dick is slanted, too.
They not
like
all
the
short.
At least they're not going to beat your walls up.
You could get with Jeremy Lin on the Brooklyn Nets.
Nah, he's a nice-looking Asian guy.
And Yao Ming wasn't short.
Nah, Yao Ming was too...
Yao Ming was a monster.
Too weird.
Yao Ming was too funny.
Yeah, that's too weird looking. Okay.
Now, what about foreign men as far as like, you know, like Janet Jackson, you know, the...
Oh, with her billionaire man?
Yeah, what do you think about
that? She said, that's cool.
I got to understand.
He's a billionaire.
Nah, I'm going to be real.
But he wasn't bad looking either.
I got to understand your accent. Like, if I don't understand you, then I can't fuck with
I
you.
I love any kind of accent.
I don't.
I was just talking about this with Gigi yesterday because me and Gigi, we are together every day. Right,
our lives. Every day of our lives. We live like 4 minutes.
So, this is a new relationship.
Yes. We live
we're 4 minutes away from each other.
Yeah. We want the dogs at that big house.
Oh, no. See, that's not that house.
G and E. How can we put their name together? G and E?
Let me see.
Stephanie. No, so we were just having this conversation, and I hate the English accent. I can't stand it.
I like any accent.
You don't like the British
accent? She loves
it.
Oh my God, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I hate it.
Any type of accent, I just like anybody that talks like
they from somewhere else. The British accent is so sexy.
I like Jamaican accents.
I like Jamaican.
I can't understand.
I like that island accent.
I like Jamaican accents. I like English accents, and I like New Orleans accents.
You got it.
Oh, I love the New Orleans.
I love a New Orleans accent.
I love the New Orleans
accent. Bronx accent.
You gotta be from like the States. I gotta understand. I talked to a guy from London before, and I didn't understand what the fuck that dude was saying. I was like, I'm done. Like,
no,
I can't.
And when you get the British accent with a little ghetto slang in it, you're like, what?
Bloody? No, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Bloody. I want the bloody pussy.
Your bloody.
Nobody wants a bloody pussy.
I want your bloody pussy.
For me,
I've heard about men who like period.
I can understand that.
Period blood, Angela.
Oh no.
They said they like a period blood.
Yeah. They want to sip your period blood out the sea.
I've actually heard that's a fetish.
For me, the sexiest accent is like New York, Northern Boom. Philadelphia accent.
California,
I like that.
I'll take that.
I think it's fire.
It's the Brooklyn accent.
I love the Brooklyn accent. I was just having an argument with somebody from Brooklyn the other day. He was like,
was it Mano?
He was like, no, it was Mano, Angela. Not that day. Not that day. But anyway, he was like, I was mad, so I was talking to him real ratchet. I was like, yo, you bugging the fuck out. And he was like, yo, are you dumb?
I was like, he was like, dead ass.
He was like, dead ass.
Oh, that's Remy Ma. That's Remy Ma's line. Are you dumb?
I was like, you gotta relax.
But no, I like when they be like, BK style, son. Yeah, son, they was mad wilding. I like that.
Now, all the ladies in here, we like big dicks. What about you, Selena?
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, Jesus Christ.
She getting me lit. Can y'all see this?
I mean, it was the end of the bottle.
Listen, she done gave me the whole bottle, but it's
she
okay.
She just gave him
it's not even mine.
So much Hennessy.
Take some of this with somebody.
They not drinking any.
No,
you gotta go. Oh, right. You gotta take that.
I'm not a size
he looks
guy.
For a big dick.
Do you prefer big dicks or do you prefer medium or little?
Because I'm not like, because I got some straight guys watching, listening on my live.
Okay.
I'm not like a big bottom, so I don't really like to get
you don't like to get
through.
Fucked.
That does not, I mean, I will if I like the person.
Right.
But I'm like, get off me after like 20 minutes.
Right.
So I like an average size, like between 7.
Because you don't want to get your shit toe up.
Between 7 to 8.
That's average.
That's average. I don't like the
that's
real
a little
thick,
more than average.
Like them real thick big ones. I don't like the real thick, like when they.
We like thick.
I like it thick and heavy.
Your walls ain't opening.
Jesus Christ, your walls is made to walk open up mine.
That's true.
Your walls is gonna break.
Nah, I just see some bitches with like 3 dicks in their ass. So I think
me
I have to
see that.
From porn.
What porn is that?
Gangbang.
I was just watching that the other day. I was literally just watching
triple penetration.
Triple
what do you
P.
think?
Oh, God, I was watching that. Oh, God.
You
know,
now you gotta look
y'all
at the triple.
Are made to open, like, y'all, you know. And most of y'all have done anal, and you know when you do anal, like, you be like, what? Hurry the fuck up.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was asking you, because I'm sure, like, big dicks and anal is not comfortable.
It's not at all. It hurts very much, and it's something, I have to be drunk, super, super drunk. And
well,
then,
you on your way, baby.
Look, and I have to take an edible. I have to, now, if I could get, if
you gotta be drunk
at high. If you give me on a weed brownie.
Oh, I got you.
And some Henny, I
her
might be able to.
My brother got the best cookie.
I can go all night. I can do it, but I gotta like, if I don't like the nigga, like, it's not happening.
Right.
You gotta, I have to like the nigga, and it can't be no lame ass.
So you're a top, really, is what you're saying.
I would say I'm a versatile top. Top means I do both, but it can't be no lame nigga. Like, I'm not letting no flaming queen, like, it's like Miss Lawrence is not happening.
Right. Miss Lawrence.
Derrick J is not
going on Miss Lawrence.
Derrick J is not happening.
Yo, that's my go to, right? Then yeah. You showed me a picture. I was like, that's Miss J.
That queen on Love and Hip Hop, LA Zell Swag, not happening.
I'm sorry. I cannot stand.
And he's my friend's ex.
I'm sorry, but just from the show, he's like, I don't know him personally, but it's like he goes over the top every time. And it's like, he's like, yeah, because it's Zell Swag, bitch. I'm like,
what about Mr. Ray?
He is.
I messed
really
with Mr. Ray. We dealt with each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you used to mess with him?
We slept together twice.
Who's okay. Mr. Ray?
The fat one.
I know him in real life too.
He seemed like he. Oh, he cool know
me.
Though.
Yeah, he cool with me.
And he was talking about me to Sunday Carter.
What'd he say?
Yes, he was, we love talking, Sunday.
Oh,
he was,
yeah.
He was talking about our sexual relationship, and she's a trashy whore from Philly. I can't stand
whoa.
Her.
Whoa, okay.
I can't stand her. That pussy, now that is a pussy that got miles on it. That pussy is more ran through
her.
Than that picture.
Sunday
I don't know her in person.
Oh, okay.
But you know who she is.
Yeah,
like,
I know who she
her
is.
Body, now, the, her body count is the A-list. That's a Hollywood A-list of body count over whoa. There.
Well, what Mr. Ray say about you to Sunday?
I don't feel like he's your type.
I don't know.
Like
somebody was at a party and they were talking about me and it got back and all I'm gonna say is like I was kind of like shocked because I thought me and him was okay and you know we slept together twice.
Mm-hmm. Was he good?
It was a nice bottom. He was cute. I think Ray's cute.
Okay.
I just feel he's like sweet. What you described as your type and him is like totally different. But so how did that happen?
We got to know each other.
Oh, okay.
He cool.
He was hanging out at that time with a group of friends that I had in L.A. Because I run with, like, the celebrity hairstylist mm-hmm. and okay, celebrity. Right. Like, that whole, like EJ, like right. you know, oh, yeah, Chris yeah. Brown style.
Now, EJ seemed cool as hell.
I love right. him. That's one of my... He took me to Disney World.
He did?
Aww.
That's my
favorite date. I seen him one day. I was in the airport in Detroit, but I was too intimidated to say hello.
I love him.
Going to Disneyland and Disney World that. Is my wait, favorite.
I don't ever go up to people. I'm mad shy.
We were going somewhere and Anthony Anderson was like behind us. I'm like, you should go talk. They have the
him.
Same
I love Anthony.
Agent. And she's like... Oh, well, I'm just going to let him go. She ended up speaking to him, but she's like, I'm just going to let him go do it.
Because I don't be wanting to bother people. You know, I just be minding my business.
But you, Angela Yee.
That's what I told her. I'm like, just go like,
you're the Breakfast Club woman. You're the queen.
But I still feel like I don't assume people know who I am. I don't be wanting to just people run up on people
you.
In
just
the airport.
Everybody say, knows you,
who don't know who Angela Yee is, right? The, you know, everybody knows you. Like, I remember you interview SWV and Coco was like, damn, girl. Remember you
I
all
love SWV. I love SWV. I'm not gonna lie.
Sing a song.
Like, damn, girl.
Look. Sing week.
I watch
the
I
first verse.
No. That's my shit. Oh, down. You gotta go downtown.
Hey.
That's the fuck I'm talking about. We gonna have an SWV brunch, goddammit.
Yo.
They got nominated too. Like
for
they
what?
Get the Soul Train. They
oh, the Soul Train. I've never been to the Soul Train Awards. I was
you just
either.
Said that.
Are you going?
I was just saying Solange yeah. got 7 nominations.
I love her.
Girl, Cardi got Vegas nominated like 5 times.
Really?
Where is it this year?
And, I don't know where it's at.
I've never been.
I know Cardi going to win everything.
You love you some Cardi.
Cardi B.
You know what Cardi I like about Cardi B? Because Cardi B is just like, I really remember I used to follow her on Instagram. And I remember when her teeth was fucked up. Mm-hmm. And they used to be deleting her page. And I used to be like, who is this ratchet ass girl? And then she got on Love & Hip Hop. And like, this bitch was with J-Lo last night. Like, Cardi B got one song and got a fucking Sony publishing deal. They said it's like $5 million.
Right. I'm like, but let's be clear. Before that one song, she had the songs too.
Yeah.
And a couple mixtapes.
Right. Like
it's not her first song.
Yeah. It's not her debut song.
I think he just means by like one big
it's
song.
Just, I've just never
that's a number one song.
I've never seen anything like that. Like, touché. You know, when somebody got famous that fast, have y'all seen anything like that?
I've seen people have no, one Trinidad
James.
I will
James.
Say, I have seen people have one big song and then go away. But she,
nigga.
I don't think she's going to go away.
I don't think she's going to go away either, but that happens all the time. People have that one hit.
I'm going to tell you what people's problem.
Yeah.
People have one big song and then they just go and they do shows off of that one song and they don't be thinking about what's
Mims.
Next. Like, they don't be working hard in the studio. I think people get big heads too quickly. I think people get one big song, be feeling themselves, make all that money real quick, and then not thinking about long term.
But she from the Bronx. I like to think she still. She had a Bentley parked outside with the ghetto family. Like, you know, not the
I
family
like
ghetto.
That.
But they in a projects. Her mm-hmm. birthday party was like in a project apartment. She didn't rent out Mr. Childs or like some fabulous place. She was right there with her family.
She keep it 100.
And Offset got plans for her, too. Like, I really think that her, Cardi and the Migos are the next wave, honestly. I think like 2018 is going to be about
the
Cardi
Migos.
The
been
Migos
the wave, though.
Been a wave, right?
But
yeah, Migos. I've been listening to Migos since before they had the deal and everything.
Yeah.
I love
think
the
it's
Migos.
Be like a little dynasty thing. I feel like they're going to make. I feel like Offset. You know, of course, I think he's going to push her in there.
I don't think Cardi's going to go away either. I like
Atlanta.
That new song she put out.
Here. Back when I still
fuck with me and get some money. I like that song.
Oh, yeah, she sound good on Fresh's song too.
Yeah,
I like when she said fuck them. then I get some money. Yeah, I said, let's get some money. And she's a Latino woman that's a female rapper. I think that's different. We haven't had that. Like, we've had J-Lo and stuff. Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't a rapper.
Yeah, and I'm tired of Nicki. Fuck Nicki.
Yeah, J-Lo is different.
I don't like, I'm a little Kim fan. Personally, I hate Nicki Minaj.
Why do you hate her?
Because she dissed Lil' Kim and she shitted on her very badly and she never gave her credit. And I'm a huge Lil' Kim fan and I feel like she's like beef with Remy. I just feel like Nicki is not a girl's woman. I feel like she's not a girl's girl. She's for self. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. You'll never see a ladies night with Nicki. You'll never see her working with a female rapper.
Yeah, and every time you see her in a picture, like, oh, I'm here with a bunch of bad bitches. It's just a random group of girls that she picked out in fucking New York that are the wackest bitches in New York.
The day Cardi goes number one, she puts up, oh, rack it up with, it's number 8 on Billboard.
It's called Rake It Up.
Rake It Up. And I'm like, bitch, can you let this girl have her moment? Bitch, can you sit your fucking...
You've had moments for 12 years.
I heard these record labels trying to make another
one. She was ignorant. I've met her when she was dating Meek Mills, and she was in Philly, and she came to our boutique, and she was horrible. Like, she wanted all of our employees to leave the store. Her and Meek came up with a fleet of Range Rovers, and they're like, oh, Nicki needs the store cleared. And so it was like 8 shoppers, so we put them out, and it's like me, my business partner, and like 4 employees, and we even sent 2 of them out. We like, well, who do they want to leave? Because it's only us left. We're not leaving our store for her.
Right.
And they like, oh, Nicki don't want to come out until the store is cleared. And I was just like, you know what?
Oh, no, but I've worked around Nicki, and everything she does is closed set.
Yep.
Every single thing she does.
When we did the I Love Them Strippers video, the 2
yeah,
video,
closed set.
She kicked everybody out of the club. Mm-hmm. Like, if you wasn't in the scene or one of the stylists helping with the scene,
that's that video, Big Sean's video.
Do you think maybe she has a reason for that, though?
What? She's just a bitch.
Yeah, I think
for the Big Sean video, you know, she had them shorts on and all of that.
Mm-hmm. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, and we was at it's now V Live Atlanta, but it was y'all know the old body tat, whatever it was at the time. And like, we had been at this video shoot since noon, and here it is 6 a.m. and you want everybody that's been here all day to leave.
For the ass video, the Big Sean video, she kicked everybody off set.
You think that's could be like her team need to kind of be like, listen, you gotta somebody gotta be like, you gotta chill.
She don't play. Her should be close set for
he
everything.
He said there's no team.
Safari was there holding her bag.
Safari was holding her bag. I think Meek had a leash on her, though. Like, when she was in Philly, like, they would be at the hood spot. She was submissive with him, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw, you know, she really was... Their relationship was real, I would say.
I think their relationship was real.
She was submissive with him. She's just a bitch.
She was his dream
girl. She's an insecure woman.
She's a Sagittarius, man.
She was his dream
girl.
That's
a hard business, though, for a woman.
I understand.
I don't know that level of notoriety that she has to know what that feels like.
Right.
But you don't see, like Lil' Kim embraces people. Remy Ma embraces people. You see Queen Latifah embracing people.
I love me some Queen Latifah.
You know, it's like Eve. You know, like, we from
Philly. But then you've heard stories about a lot of women in the business, I'm sure.
Yes.
People were complaining about Lauryn Hill. I love Lauryn Hill.
She was crazy. Not hating on the women.
But she's huge to me. Yeah, Lauryn Hill's like bigger than life.
She's like my favorite anything. Yeah, she's my
favorite. I think her and Missy Elliott are my favorite rapper. My favorite female.
I waited an hour and a half.
Everything has to be all white.
Look at Mariah. It's just probably, I think.
And she needs to retire that ass.
Oh, no. See, that's different now. Mariah is different. But Lauryn Hill, I waited. Mariah needs to sit her ass down. I waited an hour and a half to see Lauryn Hill perform, and it was motherfucking worth every minute.
I will wait 3 days for Lauryn Hill.
She was amazing.
She's a queen. I love her. Lauryn's a queen.
I'm not saying that that's okay, but I waited, and it was great.
But you waited, and it was
like Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, those are like real.
Yes.
They're like the truth. Like, they're like organic, real.
Right.
But when you have a Nicki Minaj, she's just an egotistical maniac. I don't trust her.
She do got a lot of ego, but I love Nicki.
Salim, I know we've been talking and yapping away, and it's time for us to end. But listen, let's plug this book, this movie. When is the movie going to be out so that we can
see
it?
The movie is coming out in December, and this is the book right here. It's Fatally Flawless. Everybody's watching.
I cannot wait to read this.
But, are you a reader, Angela?
I have a book club.
Oh, yes.
Celine, let's be clear. I have a book club. I was an English major. I read.
I want to be Anne Rice. Like, you ever read any of her books? Interview with the Vampire?
Yes.
That's my favorite writer.
Okay.
So when you read this, this is not that hood book shit.
I cannot wait to read it. We're going to have you come to
it's
the book
like
club.
It's not like a coldest winter ever.
It's deeper than that. This
you'll make sure I get
when you guys read this, I'm going to say this. It's a literary experience because it's a love story. It's a hood story. I'm talking about the fashion, the trends, the money, the music. But it's just about three girls that fell in love.
So
with
this
the
is like
niggas.
Coldest Winter Ever on crack, like the way better version.
It's like three girls.
That was a great book, though.
I love that book.
And it's 22 Soldier. Chapters. This is for you, Angela.
Thank you.
Because L'Oreal, I'm gonna mail you a book.
It's okay. That's fine.
I'm gonna read. No, I'll let her read mine.
We'll
too.
Share.
We'll share it. Because I'm gonna read that shit this weekend. I gotta go to Louisville, Kentucky, and then I gotta go to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh yeah, that's too boring. That shit.
And the book is available on Barnes and Nobles. It's available on Target, and it's also available on Amazon. And shout out to my publisher. They're from New York, the TMG firm. They're right here in New York.
Yeah.
And they worked with Hazel E. They did the book.
Hazel E was saying some crazy stuff on social media.
Hazel E's crazy. I know her for real. For real. Her and EJ was best friends, and they used to live in my friend's apartment. But I knew her before the surgery. She was a nice girl.
She used to live with Melissa Ford too.
And they did Tiara Marie's book, and the one from B2K. What's the boy from B2K?
Fizz.
They published his book, and I worked hard on this for 10 years. The movie's coming out early December, and I would love if you girls would come to Philly. Like, I'll send a car service. If I send y'all car service, will y'all come?
Oh, you know we coming.
Yeah. For sure.
You don't even need to send us a car service. We'll drive.
But no,
we love a road trip.
But I got the street guys. They gonna pay for it.
We love.
Okay.
Maybe
you should hit me with one of the street guys.
I was gonna say we love a road trip.
Oh wow, Angela, what page are you on? Read a page before we.
We need to go.
Look, I just seen some crazy shit. Read a page.
Just read one page.
Buttercup slides on stage like a slithering snake on all fours, slowing, pumping her round ass to the beat. The men's cheers were deafening. A flood of dollar bills showered her. Buttercup stands to her feet, grabbing a folding chair. She straddles it, flapping her juicy ass in the air.
Damn.
She rides the chair as if it's a man, slowly unzipping her red bodysuit, teasing the horny group with every small gesture. She turns and twists her tiny waist, revealing her full breasts while licking her lips. She faces her audience of slaves. They worship her. Buttercup was their private dancer, their ultimate love fantasy. In all her bare flesh, she slowly lets her bodysuit hit the floor. Now totally nude, she faces the men and closes her eyes as if she's having an orgasm as she begins massaging her clit, moving her fingers in and out of her vagina. This drove the men even crazier. They press close against the stage.
How did you find that DJ page?
How did you find that?
I'm talking about she's like at the end of the book. Like, how did you, what? You read this already, Angela. You cheated.
She has a gun from pointed at Nafis, who was back with his feet, nose bloody and swollen. And you talking about penetrating her pussy.
Well, damn, I'm sorry. Look, you want to hear my next page? He begins deeply French kissing her, engulfing her mouth in the process. Manny is the first man since Rose's death whom she feels completely connected.
No, now we know that who died.
Mentally and sexually. Manny is a skilled lover, not at all lazy, putting the requisite work in like the bedroom represents his 9-to-5. He places Takiya's legs over his shoulder, slowly entering her. The pain of his thickness expands her walls and rips through her body.
Yes.
But her fulfillment quickly overtakes. Manny's toned body easily melts into her caramel skin. Their sweat and natural juices intertwine as if made for each other.
Now I'm horny.
He pins her arms tightly over her head as he does laps swimming in her pussy. She oozes with wetness, running down her thighs.
Angela, why can't you wait to find that?
That was crazy.
I thought my nigga was in here too.
Where's Aaron?
Hi, Miss D.
Hi, we're gonna see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we need you next.
See you tomorrow morning. I thought Mano was in here right now.
He left already.
He left already.
But man, we happy to see you though, Reggie.
We need you on this couch.
I just came from doing some shit upstairs, so that's nothing.
Yeah, perfect. We have to.
Red Man, my man.
Dan.
Right,
tonight, we need him on there.
I'm gonna do with y'all beautiful ladies.
Let's do
it. Share Reggie Noble in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Legend. Jersey.
Good night, y'all.
He just busted in.
That was crazy.
We was all like, ah!
Red Man, busting your interview.
Like, that's Red Man. Like,
what, that was lit.
I'll be Red Man just Red Man just interrupted our interview.
Buddy, what is?
I had to really think of Zane. Like, get into the section.
I love Zane.
So I really had to go.
Oh, there. I love Zane.
That
so
writing
much,
is
too.
Really great.
Amazing.
It's really great.
Everybody so got wet.
You know how many people listening? How many guys just got hard just now listening to that?
You read that.
I mean,
right.
Angela Yee reading. Like, I mean, you was going in, and yes. That's just and that's the end of the book, and that's the sex.
Gigi was grinding on the goddamn
chair.
She
done told us who died and shit.
Oh, look, and you talk about Heather Hunter. Heather, let me tell you how exciting this is. Heather Hunter just DM'd me on Instagram. Because you know she's a photographer now.
I didn't know that.
And she live in Brooklyn, so she want to do a photo shoot. She should do our lip service photo shoot. Heather Hunter.
Yeah. Wait, that would be hot.
That's legendary.
Wait, do you have to get naked in a photo shoot?
No,
she wanted to
it's just a photo. She does regular photo shoots.
And she still looks good.
Heather she looks incredible. I love me some Heather Hunter.
Did you ever read, like, I mean, watch?
I read her book.
Or did you ever watch any of her pornos?
Did I?
Oh, they're so hot. She was hot for that.
Heather Hunter, Janet Jackme, take it in the butt.
Yes, well.
Oh my God. Before we go, I just want to ask y'all one question.
Yes.
How do y'all feel? Because it's something I'm really sick of, and I just want to address it. I'm sick of that whole vixen culture. Like, I'm sick of the Kardashians. I'm sick of Black China. Yeah. I'm sick of Amber Rose. I'm just sick of these.
So you're not doing a slut walk?
I'm just sick of these whores that don't have any talent. Like, Cardi actually has talent. And, you know, they would put her in that category. But I'm just sick of, like Black China suing Rob Kardashian because they don't want to do the show. Like, bitch.
The ratings
were
low.
You just got paid. Like, sit down. Sit your dumb ass down, China. I'm sick of her, Tokyo Tony. I want all of them to go away. I'm sick of Kylie Jenner. I'm sick of Kim. I just think
they're all pregnant.
And they still love.
That's right. They're all
pregnant.
I'm sick of Jocelyn Hernandez. I'm sick of.
She was just on lip service.
I love Joss.
I like her, but I'm just sick of. I mean, hoes just winning and just using.
Hoes be winning, baby.
I just
gotta bring
Kardashian
that back.
Culture. Mm-hmm. I just want them to go away. I think the Kardashians need to retire. I'm just sick.
But you know what? They just got too many fans. They put out Kylie put out her lip kit, her makeup line, or whatever. People is on it. Like, what can you do?
Yeah.
I love the fact though that Rihanna put out her Fenty makeup line, Fenty Beauty, and that shit was fucking popping.
Oh, I got some of it. It's amazing.
I love it.
The highlights.
Is it really good?
Yeah, no.
I had the lip gloss.
Nice.
I had the lip gloss.
I love
the powder.
The fact that Rihanna shit is popping.
And she's loose, but she's like a businesswoman.
Oh, I love her.
But I just wish Rihanna would put her tits away because all these girls are out rocking in their nipples and they're not Rihanna.
She's been on that no more.
You know what it is?
She started it.
Just came
I mean, every time I see her, she
look good in the video, though.
She be chilling.
Yeah, go look at the Wild Thoughts video,
bro,
man.
You know what? It'd be on some model shit, though, too, I feel like, with Rihanna.
I just wish that girls would realize, hey, you don't got Rihanna's money or body or tits, so please just wear a bra.
Yeah, yeah. So but if she
I'm gonna keep
to
wearing
wear
my hoodie.
Wear some pasties.
In a video that doesn't mean walk down the street.
I agree.
Your fucking titties.
No,
out,
but that's
right?
These
I
girls.
I am sick of
yeah.
all of these quote unquote regular girls walking around.
I'm
naked.
Tired of guys.
Right, and I think my
sheer everybody's
sheers, clothes, right. And bras. Like,
and just
I'm
for
sick
the
of
record,
girls wearing bras and shirts. I'm
yes,
sick of girls wearing sheer clothes and sheer.
Sick of it.
I'm sick of girls dressing like strippers.
Sick of it. Sick of it.
Like, put some fucking clothes on.
No, but my thing is, like, listen, I just want to say for the record, my breasts are pretty. I like the color of my nipples. They're nice, but I still don't want to wear them so every publicly person can see them.
You know, you look like a better looking Kim Bella. You look like Kim Bella, like how she used to look.
Oh, shout out to Kim Bella, Vendita.
She's pretty, but like, you look like her first season Love and Hip Hop.
Silly, we got to get out of here. You got
to talk about it. I know, I'm done, y'all, but I just want to say,
I'm like,
whole culture
retired.
Because the Nobody. Best bitch, you know, the best bitch that did it to me, I love Draya. I think Draya really retired
yes,
her hoism. Draya got
she said
man.
It on the Breakfast Club.
But I like, love Draya.
Because she's from the city, and you know,
she
we
from
know
Philly.
Her.
She from Renton, but.
Oh, Redding. Okay.
We know her from Delilah's. And, you know, Amber Rose is from Delilah's. Like, Delilah's.
Delilah's
then,
was the first club I ever worked at, too.
And that was a legendary strip club. Like, all the major hoes came from Philly.
Y'all tried to get me into some shit.
Shout out to all the major hoes.
But I just like the way she, you know, she worked her hoism into being a respectable businesswoman. And I think, like, the Kardashians, Black China, Amber Rose, I'm sick of them. And I know Amber personally, but it's like, bitch, sit down. China, sit down. And I want to leave it on that. Y'all bitches need to sit down.
That was Salim.
Y'all bitches sit down.
Their views represented
I think
Black China.
Sit down, China. Sit.
I think Black China's cool, man. But
all right,
it's
let's
just,
get out of here.
We're done. We are done, y'all. Woo!